All right, changing tack completely. We have all seen them. Beds, sofas, bathroom fixtures, all sorts of rubbish, fly-tipped on the side of our roads. And it's so frustrating, so irritating, so upsetting to see. Blight on our lovely kind of area where we all live. In Peterborough, it's particularly bad. It cost the council £200,000 a year to clean up, and it's now come up with a plan to deal with it. It includes bringing back free bulky waste collections, but will it work? Our reporter, Olivia Krellin, has been speaking to Green City councillors Nicola Day and Julie Howell, who've had some success tackling fly-tipping in the Orton-Waterville area of Peterborough.
We only walked 5 minutes from where we parked the car in the shopping centre around the road, and we've already found something pretty unsavoury. Tell me what this is we're looking at, Nicola.
OK, unfortunately, we found something very unhygienic. It's a toilet. It looks like it's been removed from a property, probably for renovation, and the people have just dumped it here on the grassway on the path verge here.
This is something that both of you and your party is very passionate about tackling, and that you've already made great strides in your own ward to stop. Tell me why it's so important to stop fly-tipping.
Yeah, well, fly-tipping makes people feel depressed about the area they live in, and we want people to feel uplifted when they're out walking out and about, particularly in the lovely sunny weather. We want people to be out and about more. Nicola and I have worked really hard in Orton-Waterville ward on fly-tipping. We're very strict on it. As soon as residents see it, they report it either to the council or to us, and we get it removed within 48 hours. So we actually had a bit of a job finding some fly-tip to show you today.
Free collections as a service and a solution to fly-tipping have been trialled in other places. I think Nottingham have done it. It's something that the council here are looking into. What are the proposals been?
For residents, if they have one item, for their first item, they can get it removed via a free bulky waste collection service. And then after that, residents will be charged. So for 1 to 3 items, it'll be £15 charge. 4 to 6 items, it'll be £30. And 7 to 10 items, it'll be £45.
So is this a solution? That sounds like a good way forward if it's worked in Nottingham. There was a trial that tried this for 3 months, but apparently didn't create any difference. So is this a solution? And if not, what is?
I would really take issue with this idea that the 3 month trial didn't work. I think if it didn't work, it's because it wasn't aimed at the right people. What we need to, I agree with a lot of what's in the recommendations, but what's missing is there needs to be some kind of timescale for clearing away the fly tip. If it's left for too long, other people just dump more stuff on top of it. So we need to say it's going to be gone in 24 or 48 hours. And the other thing is thinking about who fly tips. And in our experience here in Waterville, I think the people who are vulnerable to rogue traders who knock on the door and say, got any rubbish, I'll take it for 20 quid and then dump it somewhere else, is older people on their own who don't have a car, don't have a means to get stuff to the recycling centre themselves, might not be able to afford to pay for it, and are not aware of what the council is doing anyway because they don't communicate very well. So I think a lot more needs to be done to reach out to those people who are the most vulnerable.
Nice one. That's Olivia. Really getting into the heart of the problem in Orton-Waterville. But next after 8, what do you think about fly tipping? Is it a